This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So the United Nations is going to be voting on the Israeli-Gaza conflict on Wednesday. There's a drafted resolution from Brazil that calls for humanitarian pauses in the conflict so that they can allow humanitarian access into the Gaza Strip. As you know, there's the water's been turned off, the electricity's been turned off as Israel tries to get ready to root out Hamas. Folks, it's just going to get worse, I hate to say, before it gets better. But welcome to the program. Here we are. It is the Wednesday edition of the broadcast. I'm Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. And we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting now to our great radio affiliates all across the dial, all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Hello to everybody working this morning at GCN. And, by the way, if you want to hear the program on a live stream, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, you can go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com, and you can find the live stream for the program there as well. Now, to everybody working in the overnights, you're keeping America going, and this is one of the reasons this program even exists, is because of you, the listeners, who are out there doing your thing throughout the overnight hours in America. And if you weren't out there doing your thing, America would just kind of come to a halt. It would just stop. And so that's again one of the great reasons why we are even here. In fact, I got a great listener message yesterday talking about the idea that, yeah, we're out here, we're working, we're keeping America going. And so we do have a great deal of gratitude to everybody who's going through the overnight hours with us. Also, I want to let you know a couple of things. Of course, if you're new to the program, or if you're new this hour, just joining us this hour, for example, if you're in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, if you're listening there, just joining us, we continue to get our behind-the-scenes things put together. We got a little bit of construction dust, as it were, but all that's getting settled out, and we hope that by tomorrow's program, the Thursday edition, we'll be back to taking your live telephone calls. But up until that point, you're welcome to go over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message there for me or for one of our regular contributors. We'll be talking with Denise Simon here in just a little bit. We'll also be talking with Brandon Rhymes and Patrick Hyland later on this morning, I believe, in hour number four. Yes, hour number four, of course. And so you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send me a direct message, and let me know what you're thinking about. You can also follow me on Twitter at KyleWarrenShow as well. So again, we're getting all these things together. And of course, we're going to be getting, as I said, our listener lines. But, you know, this is all part of the evolution of getting our program sort of situated behind the scenes. And we're excited, folks, as I was saying yesterday, excited. We're very excited. And the sky's the limit. And you're there with us. And we really, really appreciate each and every one of you. All right. So let's get started here with our first story of the hour. As I mentioned in the introduction, we've got the United Nations. The Security Council is going to vote on Wednesday. This from Reuters. They'll vote on Wednesday on a Brazilian-drafted resolution that calls for humanitarian pauses in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militants, Hamas. Well, I'm just going to take issue with that word right there. I understand that there's a lot of nomenclature, especially in the mass media, and they tend to want to refer to the Hamas terrorists as militants. But I don't know. I mean, do you think they meet the requisite for being a, quote, militant? I suppose if you really, really stretch it. But I just think that it's much better to refer to Hamas as exactly what it is. It's a group of terrorists, a group of terrorists that are funded and directed and given permission by Iran in order to go and do these horrible atrocities. And I really do think, folks, that the word atrocity. So here we go. We got these two very important words here, terrorist and atrocities. And the atrocities that the terrorists are committing are things that Israel does not, as a matter of course, do. They don't target the babies. They don't target the innocent people. And I feel like I say this till I'm blue in the face. Israel will send out the leaflets and so on and so forth. Where else in modern warfare, you know, other than a few times, obviously, in history, and it's not totally unheard of. But as a matter of course, Israel has to do this because of the proximity to non-combatants. They're trying to minimize what is referred to, I guess, as collateral damage, and how do you explain that to someone who loses somebody in collateral damage? But the point I'm getting at is that you have the brutality of Hamas as they came across the border. Then you have the restraint that Israel shows on a daily basis, and in this kind of conflict, now that this has come upon them, they're showing restraint in that regard, that they're not, that they're telling people, get out of the way. This is when we're coming through. This is what's going to happen next. And hopefully at some point, and maybe they have no capacity to do this at this point. They have no mechanism to stand up and stop Hamas. Because countries like Iran just have so much to give them and so much to offer them. It's terrible, right? So again, the council is also expected to discuss, at the request of the United Arab Emirates and Russia, a Gaza hospital blast that killed hundreds of people on Tuesday, according to diplomats. So here we go. That Gaza hospital blast, which looks like from a failed Gaza rocket, is going to be propagandized. It's very sad. This is a very, very serious problem. When we get back, folks, we're going to talk more about this, plus the other day's news. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere. We have much more to talk about.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A little Billy Joel bringing us back in here for segment number two of our number two here on the program. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you, of course. And if you'd like to send me a message this morning, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message link. And you can be taken to a forum there. And you can send me a direct message. We do want to hear from you. Like to know what's on your mind this morning. And coming up in about a half hour from now, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll be talking about the very latest, of course, with this Gaza hospital blast. And then also, of course, what can we expect again with Jim Jordan? We do have some holdouts there. The House doesn't have an elected speaker. What's going to happen if we don't have an elected speaker? And will the Democrats be successful in trying to sort of shoehorn in this bipartisan path forward that we were talking about in hour number one? I don't know about you, but I'm not so sure that the bipartisan path forward that Jeffries is talking about, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader there. I don't think that it's a words that say that say bipartisan path forward, but it's not really a bipartisan path forward. It's just another way of trying to get Democrats in more power, and so that Republicans get reduced in that regard. But that being said, Republicans absolutely need to get a speaker elected. Now, of course, you're also seeing there's almost a full court press going against Jim Jordan. Well, he's detrimental to our democracy, and on it goes. And so they really are trying to do their very best here. So I don't know. Does that sound like a bipartisan path forward to you? It doesn't to me either. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And as I said, we have so much more to tell you about President Joe Biden. He's heading towards Israel. He's going to stress humanitarian aid and avoiding deeper conflict in Israel. According, this is from the AP headline, but is scrapping Jordan stop. Well, I thought that got scrapped on him. I don't think he's scrapping it. I think it's got scrapped for him. So-called Amman summit was scrapped, according to the AP, after Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas withdrew in protest of the explosion, this again in the Gaza hospital, which the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza blamed on an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military said it had no involvement and pinned the blame on a misfired Palestinian rocket. Which, doesn't that seem more likely than Israel targeting a hospital and upwards of 500 people lose their lives? It goes to what I was saying in the first segment. Israel doesn't operate like that. Israel has a vested interest, my friends, in having a peaceful coexistence. Israel is not on the offensive in this. But yet, time and time again, and we know this, we've been through this, this has been happening. I mean, even in the modern era, Israel, of course, coming into existence, the modern state of Israel in 1948. But in the terms of the modern era of politics, U.S. politics, you go back to Jimmy Carter, for example. I remember Yasser Arafat in those days, and Carter having these peace summits and peace talks and so forth, trying to get this going. Well, all of this has been going on now for now over half a century in that regard, and it's every single time you get close, something else happens. But Israel has always had to give something else, has to reduce something. We're going to get rid of that settlement. We're going to reduce the size of Israel over here. And I've said it 100 times, one more time, I think, in order to really drive the point home. They're not concerned with the size of Israel. The size of Israel is not the issue here. It is the existence of Israel. Back to the AP article. The war and this aggression are pushing the region to the brink. Aman Safadi, Jordan's foreign minister, told Mamlaka TV, a state-run network. He said Jordan would only host the summit when all participants agreed on its purpose, which would be to, quote, stop the war, respect the humanity of the Palestinians, and deliver the aid they deserve. Folks, anybody who's listened to me for any length of time know for sure that here on this program we are all about treating people and respecting their humanity. I don't think the Israelis are the ones who are disrespecting the humanity of the residents of Gaza, the Palestinians as they're called. I don't think it's Israel. If you ask me, I think it's these terror organizations that use people. I think it's these state sponsors of terror, like Iran, that don't care what happens to these people. They have a particular agenda, and they see people as being pawns in that agenda. And I think it's a very, very serious thing. But here comes the political sort of line. Well, you know, when all participants agree on a purpose to stop the war. Have you ever met anybody who doesn't want to stop the war or stop a war, any war? But here's the deal. I hate to say it like Joe Biden, but here's the deal. The war was brought to the Israelis by Hamas, just as it had been throughout Israel, the modern state of Israel's history. The war comes to them. The sneak attack happens to them. And you may find some people, because, you know, we're seeing some of these reports on the college campuses and so forth, and people are blaming Israel. Well, Israel's this, and Israel's bad, and Israel does this, and Israel deserves this. Well, nothing really could be further from the truth, right? But the war comes to Israel. And Israel, as I said, has a vested interest in living peaceably with the Arab nations. But that is so difficult to achieve because you have those who are coming from a position of hatred in terms of these terror groups. And the, you know, we don't want to talk about extremists. Well, what do we hear every day? These Republican extremists, they're the ones that are just, they're ruining everything. And they're extreme. And, oh, did I mention?
following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Racing across your radio dial, all across the overnights in America. And, of course, not going so fast that you can't hear us, but fast enough where you want to come along with us as we talk about the day's news and talk about all these different things facing our nation. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren here with you this morning, a special edition of the Monday morning edition of the program. And, again, we're making some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. Very excited about it. But it's precluding us taking your telephone calls live this morning. But you can go to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can leave me a direct message. We are pre-recorded this morning, but we're going to be returning live here very quickly. And we'll read those messages and respond to them on air. So once again, welcome back to the show, everybody. And we hope that you're having a great morning. It's going to be a great week, I think. And because it becomes truly a matter of the heart. It becomes a matter of seeing the humanity in other people. Nobody is criticizing Hamas for not seeing the humanity in the Israelis. Nobody's criticizing Hamas or other terror organizations because they refuse to see and respect the humanity in different peoples across the world. But yet somehow this whole thing starts to come down on Israel and to where, well, we'll only host this summit. We'll only do this if, in fact, you know, we realize that and we all agree that we would respect the humanity of the Palestinians. Of course they do. Of course. I'm not trying to get too loud here. But of course they respect the humanity of the Palestinians. Otherwise, what would they do? They'd just be dropping a Moab bomb on the whole thing and saying and calling it a day. And I'm not trying to oversell. I'm not trying to be flip. I'm really not. But it's this kind of stuff. This is the propaganda that you have to really go against. You really have to try to stop and try to clarify. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we have much more to talk about, plus the other news of the day. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send me a message, and we will be right back after the bottom of the hour. Much more to talk about. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Israeli officials said the explosion at the hospital in Gaza was caused by a Palestinian rocket. Palestinian officials are blaming Israel for the strike that killed more than 500 people. This is President Biden is going to be in Israel tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump was back in a New York courtroom earlier today for his civil fraud trial.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic attorney general that shouldn't be allowed to be an attorney general. She's horrible.
Actor Alec Baldwin might face additional charges in connection with the fatal shooting on the set of his film Rust. Prosecutors in New Mexico are said to be preparing to bring the case before a grand jury next month. This development comes after special prosecutors dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charge against Baldwin 5 months ago, citing new facts in the case. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Wednesday edition of the program. And I think the message here on this particular song is back as we continue racing through and truism through something that we probably just have to all
program. That's a classic.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, as I said. And head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send me a message this morning. Welcome back, everybody. We're getting our listeners, as I said. And I am ready to go. We have our information about that. I'm sure the program is home over the website. If you'd like to, as we rearrange a few things behind the scenes. So thanks for being very patient with us to go hard on our dust, as they say. By the way, I have a question for you. What is going to happen? Greater calls for a ceasefire? Do you think what is that Israel is going to have to sort of relent to those calls and not be able to go in? Because obviously Israel's mission at this point, actually the only mission that they see as being viable, is trying to root out all the cause. What is going to happen there? So that's a good question. So head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com and send me a message what you think about that. All right, so let's talk a couple of other things happening on the news here. I mentioned age earlier in the broadcast. This from Rasmussen Reports, because I talked about Jim Clyburn.
To be in here with that section, things happened this morning.
I talked about Jim Clyburn. He had a show earlier in the broadcast. He's 83 years old. I said he makes a lot more sense than Joe Biden. Because age is not the factor. It's not the only factor, as I was mentioning earlier. But this from Rasmussen in 2024, age issue still serious for Biden.
because most voters, including the majority of Democrats, believe President Joe Biden's aide will be a serious problem in 2024. His chance of winning a serious term. Biden, the latest resolution reports national telephone online survey, Democrats buying President Joe Biden's 70% of his likely U.S. voters' chance of winning Biden's aide is a serious problem. The latest resolution reports national telephone election survey, Democrats including 46% of his likely tickets. Biden's age is a 25% don't consider Biden's age a serious problem in the election. These findings are essentially unchanged since May.
So that's actually pretty interesting, too. I would think, if anything, we might have some up.
But when you talk about Joe Biden, you're talking about Joe Biden as a man. You're not talking about
an 80-year-old person.
I would think, if anything, we might have say, because, as I mentioned earlier, when you talk about Joe Biden, you're talking about just the reality. But Joe Biden, we're not talking a couple of that with the gaffes and falling down and the unsteadiness, the shaking hands with the air. You know, I don't want to try to make too much fun of this.
Couple of that,
this canceled meeting with the Arab leaders in Jordan, and of course the unsteady Mahmoud Abbas from Palestinian territories.
You know, I don't want to try to make too much.
You know, I guess Joe Biden will just have to now shake hands with the air. With the Arab leaders, he's not going to be shaking hands with any other leaders. And by the way, I honestly do question whether or not, you know, Joe Biden should go to Israel at this point. Either way, only because I think it presents a very bad situation.
Whether or not Joe Biden should go to Israel,
do have the ability, even a president,
and
hostile areas.
But I just sort of question the whole thing at this point.
A president is going to really do any good.
Other than to say that you would go there to try to show that you are supporting Israel.
But I still think that this administration has a long way to go.
And then to say that you would equivocal try support of our closest ally in the world, Israel.
But I still think that this administration has
trip, hopefully go.
If something good could come out of the project, but I do kind of question
it.
Okay, this is from CNBC. Retail sales rose 0.7% in September.
Wow.
0.7%.
That's almost 1% where I come from.
In September, much stronger than the estimate.
Rose 0.7% in September.
Consumers showed surprising strength in September.
That's boosting retail sales
well above expectations. Despite high interest rates and worries over a weakening economy.
I don't know about you, I'm worried about a weakening economy.
I think a lot of people are
well above expectations.
Despite retail sales rose 0.7% on the economy.
Well above,
I don't know about you, I'm worried about
Dow Jones estimate.
I think a lot of fans report from the Commerce Department on Tuesday.
Gas station sales helped propel the headline number
rise 0.9%
as prices on home
excluding autos, excluding autos, sales were 0.6%.
They are so well ahead of the forecast for just
2%. The so-called control group that strips out items such as auto dealers, gas stations, office supply stores, mobile homes, and tobacco stores
ahead of the forecast
used for the department's GDP calculus.
The so-called gross 0.6%
as well.
The numbers are not adjusted for inflation,
so they indicate that consumers
were more than kept up with price increases.
The so-called consumer price index rose last week showed a headline inflation
are not up 0.4%.
So in September, on a year-over-year basis, sales rose
with 3.8% compared with 3.7%
increase last week.
The headline
so it is very interesting. It's almost like a
conundrum sometimes.
We know that prices are sky high.
0.7 increase.
And we talk about this an awful lot. We talk about this with our good friend, Mr. Kuzmarkowski, beyond our conundrum sometimes.
We know we talk about these are sky high prices based on inflation.
And we talk about it's knowing the site for a good product that could work out. Gas prices in and of themselves contribute to some of this. Fuel prices, grocery stores, everybody sees this on a daily basis. But yet you get numbers back like gas prices in and of themselves seem to indicate that people are keeping the fuel price rising. But I guess the question becomes then, for how long will they actually do this?
Numbers why will they continue to
people are depleting their resources faster than ever.
But I guess the
because of how long, because of the raise
in fact, the prices aren't going down.
They're not going to start going down
their resources very fast tomorrow
than ever.
But
so it does beg the question, what's happening out there?
Well, we're still in October.
These are the numbers for September, by the way.
They're not going to start going down.
We'll have to wait and see
if tomorrow
this trend continues in October.
The question, because we are heading for the holiday season.
We're still in October.
We're heading for the holiday season.
Some people are going to
stretch a little bit
because they want to do
Christmas, gifts, holiday celebrations, and so forth.
But I'm just wondering,
some people are going to see
some other
pretty hard evidence of people going back
as we head towards the celebrations and so forth.
Because everybody that I've talked to
just wondering
is saying things like, well,
no, we're not doing a huge big Christmas thing this year.
Because why?
Because everything else is so expensive.
Everybody that I've talked to,
if you wonder, go out to
casual dining,
not doing a huge big Christmas
thing, have lunch.
And that lunch comes out
$40.
There's a lot going on.
There's something happening.
If you go through
quick serve,
I'm not talking about traditional fast food places,
but there are a lot of quick serve places.
And you get a couple of sandwiches, and they say that'll be $32 out of the window.
$32
with the
sandwich. I'm buying two sandwiches,
and
in fact, Mrs. Professor told me this the other day. She said,
she ran through to get something
for us,
$34
and our daughter,
and it was
$32.
And
she goes, $32?
And Mrs. Professor,
and you know, and the response was this.
She ran through to get something.
I kid you not.
For us,
response was
well, that explains it.
Yes, that's right.
Well, there's fries and a soft response to this.
So, what are you complaining about?
Well, that explains it.
You know, they're combo.
Well, there's fries and
but that's the thing.
But if
I've noticed this thing,
I'd be interested to see if you noticed the same thing
about
when you go out.
You go to places,
that's more expensive,
but and yes, people are paying it.
I'd be interested to see if
but less people are paying it.
When you go out,
you go to a place where you know, well, it's 12 o'clock, it's probably going to be crowded.
You walk in,
and yes,
and you get a table right away. Nobody's waiting.
Well, that's because
there are people
out
there.
Go to a place where you know, well, this isn't over yet, folks.
We got
to
be really careful with this.
All right, stay right there. We're coming back for the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the morning.
Don't go anywhere.
Lots to go over yet, folks.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you,
but I'm going to go
fix.
Second Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the morning.
Don't. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back, folks. Kyle Warren with you as we race across your radio dial here on this Wednesday live edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. And a little Bob Seger there bringing us back in. That's a song called Her Strut, I believe. And Bob Seger, you know, I think he's I don't want to say underrated, because I think he's been incredibly successful. But there's a lot of different things about Bob Seger and his songwriting that I just always continue to try to find sort of new things that I like about Bob Seger and his songwriting. So we'll just leave it at that. All right, once again, folks. So we've reached the part of the program where we have our solemn duty, our responsibility, our promise to make sure that our truck drivers out there and people working all across the third watch this morning are woken up and making sure that, hey, we're all still awake and we're all still going and we all got something to sing. So here we're going to go, again, sort of Country Music Wednesday here on the program. We had a great song earlier. We had Little Texas, God Bless Texas. Let's start off this trucker report with a little Boot Scootin' Boogie. And this comes from Brooks and Dunn. It's a really great version of this.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk, there's a counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. Where all the cowboy folk go to Boot Scootin' Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I keep the door running. I fire up my
found this good cookie. Say, son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making a shake, doing the boots to boogie. Yeah, you know, don't you know? Come on, baby, let's go.
All right, Boots, Scoot, and Boogie, and that is Brooks and Dunn, of course, and just a great recording there. And, yeah, just a lot of fun. That's what that song is all about. It's a lot of fun, and we're having a lot of fun right here, by the way, on the program. And, of course, we're going to tell you about what's happening weather-wise across the highways and byways. And in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, last hour, we were looking at some dense fog advisories, especially if you're in the Orange County area here in Southern California, heading on down towards San Diego. We've got dense fog advisories. By the way, it's going to head up the coast a little bit as well, up towards Ventura. And then also up near Portland, Oregon, Portland looks like it's got a dense fog advisory, as we said last hour, heading down Interstate 5, all the way down a little bit south of Eugene. And, of course, from his vantage point, on the central coast of Oregon, we've got none other than Richard the Marine checking in with us this morning, saying, yes, very foggy, and to have a great week. And, yes, Richard, yes, Semper Fi, and you have a great week as well. We're glad you're there. Thanks for checking in and letting us know what's going on there, because we see it there on the map, and definitely glad to know you can confirm that for us and what you've got going there. We continue to see some rain, of course. This is in South Dakota. This is going to be in the Chamberlain area, also in the Reliance area. So if you're coming across I-90 through South Dakota right now, you've got rain happening there. The rain in North Dakota is near Richardton, but this is going to stick mostly above north of I-94 up in the northern part of North Dakota. But as you make your way over to Fargo, guess what? More rain. Lots and lots of rain, by the way, in the northern part of Minnesota this morning for our friends there. This is going to be north of Pine City, and pretty much all the way up to what goes over the border into Canada. So we have that happening this morning, and then we got rain starting to creep down just north of Seattle, coming into Washington State there. So do be careful wherever you are. Hopefully we've got pretty much a quieter map this morning than perhaps we typically do, so that's a good thing. So if you're driving across country, if you're hauling a load somewhere with your big rig, or if you're making deliveries, what have you, whatever you're doing, just be careful out there. And we are glad that you are riding, or that we're riding right along there with you. So once again, we do want to hear from you. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a message this morning. And as we get our listener lines put all together, as we continue to make some changes behind the scenes. Well, tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line this morning for our hotline. And that is for Denise Simon, and she is patiently waiting there. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. We have so much to talk about, obviously. And don't forget, folks, Denise will be with us, of course, after the top of the hour news as well. But Denise, obviously, this big thing today was the hospital strike. It looks like a failed Hamas missile, but some 500 people, that's the last I heard. But this is a terrible tragedy in and of itself, isn't it?
It is. And never in Israel's history have they struck a facility that was sensitive or is sensitive, much like a hospital. So the other thing is that Israeli Defense Force has drones flying constantly. They never come down. One comes down, the next one goes up. So they already have the footage. They know exactly what happened. They were not, they did not immediately respond, so they could go look at the surveillance footage. And as it turns out, it was not Hamas that actually had an errant missile or rocket or whatever it was that hit the hospital, but it was the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Very interesting. Yeah, so a terrorist group in and of itself, but just not Hamas proper.
Correct. So now we have confirmation that we've got two terrorist organizations operating in Gaza. Isn't that swell?
It's terrible. I mean, this is definitely it's a bad sign that for sure.
It is not the first rodeo for Israel, but it just tells you what they have been up against all along. And they've had to be cautious for years. They've tried to extend, kindness and generosity to all things Gaza, and it's never worked. So I think Israel has got some big rethinking to do on what they do with Gaza and how they manage it. But I would also argue that, as I said the other day, Israel is not telling the right story here. Because if you take a long look at the landscape of Israel with the fencing, the concertina wire, the security gates, mm-hmm. the police, the bomb shelters, the sirens, all these kinds of things. No other country has to live that way.
Indeed. Denise Simon, stay with us here. We're going to go to the top of the hour news. And, folks, by the way, looks like Joe Biden just touched down in Tel Aviv just in the last few minutes. So he is there. We'll talk more with Denise Simon on the other side of your top of the hour news. Please stay with us. A lot more to talk about this morning. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.